Welcome to the Space Show, Billy-Ann.
Thank you, Andrew.
Why was Woomera, or when was it developed?
It was developed in 1947 for the testing and experimentation of rocket launching and weapons research.
And what have been some of the major projects done here?
Well, one of the major projects was the ELDO project, which was the European Launcher Development Organisation project. That involved actually seven countries and the launching of the Blue Streak rocket, which was the largest rocket that's been launched here. And that was various experiments done with that rocket launching. Also, the Prospero project. And the Redstone was the launching of the first and only Australian satellite. And we have the Redstone is displayed out in the missile park at the front of the museum.
What, the actual one that was used, or was it a copy?
Yes, it is the actual one that was used. It was found out in the desert in 1990, and there was a team of, I think, something like 15 men that went out to recover the rocket and bring it back into the village. So, and reconstruction work is currently underway on that.
So you're going to have that on a better display than it is at the moment?
Yes, hopefully. Hopefully in the future, yes.
Well, we're standing beside a cone-shaped satellite of cutaways. What is this?
This is the RESAT satellite that was actually launched with the Redstone rocket. The satellite itself was developed in Australia. The rocket that launched this into space was a United States Army rocket, and it was a joint project in that way. But as I say, it's the only satellite that was launched in Australia, the first and the only, and that was done in November of 1967.
And who constructed the satellite?
That was done by Australia. I'm not actually sure of name of the company itself. Yes, and you can actually see from this model the circuitry, and workings of the satellite itself from the cutaways that are here.
Yes, it's quite amazing. You'd think the satellite would be the latest gee whiz stuff, and well, I guess it was way back when it was built, but right now it's looking decidedly ancient with whole lots of bundles of wires and so on. And down the bottom there, what's that blue thing down there?
Down at the bottom there, this blue section is the motor of the satellite.
Okay, well, let's go across to the other side of the museum here, and we've got a lot more cone-shaped objects. What are these?
Well, we've got the nose cones of some Skylight rockets, and we've also got a model of the Black Arrow rocket, which was launched by the Prospero project.
Who made the Black Arrow?
The Black Arrow was actually manufactured by the Britons. And sent up here. So.
And you've got a model inside here. It stands about, 2 metres high?
Yes, that's about right.
Outside, you've also got a model?
Yes, there's a much larger rocket out the front of the museum, yes.
Is that just a model or is it a real one?
No, that's not a real one, no. It's been constructed by people here in Woomera and put out. The missile park is actually run by the Lions Club, and they've had a lot to do with that, developing that section outside.
Okay, and across here we have, these are Skylark rocket payloads?
Skylark rockets, yes. There was quite a few Skylarks sent up from here in the 50s and 60s. That was during the, as you might call it, the heyday of Woomera, when there was about 7,000 people here in the village.
How many people live here now?
There's 2,000 here now, about 2,000. And about a third of that is American population because of our joint defence facility, which is Narunga, which is run here now. That is our main purpose for being a town now.
Okay. And what about these Skylarks, and getting back to these, when were the last ones of these launched?
The last of the Skylarks were launched in 67, 68 for the supernova.
And we've moved across to a diorama, quite an astounding model. What's this of?
This is the Lake Hart launch site. This was the major launching site for most of the rockets that were launched. And this is what you would actually see if you had gone out to the launching site. Most of it now, however, is parts of it are destroyed because of research and testing, other research and testing that has gone on, and it's over time deteriorated. But this is what you would have seen in the days when the launchings were going on. And at the moment, the area is still prohibited, but we're looking at perhaps in the future opening up the area for people to see.
And what exactly was going on here? We've got a, looks like a huge tower or gantry on rails, and it looks like a rocket inside. What's that?
Yes. Well, it's very difficult to describe to...
It's unfortunate it's not television, but let's do our best, shall we?
Inside of the actual model here, we have the Europa rocket, which was launched from there, and this just shows you basically how it was constructed and how it was actually set up on the launching site before launching took place.
And I notice it's on the edge of a cliff, and there's a large, looks like a huge slide underneath it. What's that for?
Well, the slide was actually for in case there was an accident of an accident for people to so that they could actually get away from the launching site. And there's also an area there that allows for the gases and that to escape. It used to go over Lake Hart. Lake Hart is a very large salt lake. And when the rockets actually went up, the gases and fumes and that escaped over the Lake Hart area.
Let's move outside then and have a look at the rocket park. Right, well, we've moved outside, and we've got out here in the wonderful sunshine and warm weather you have here in Woomera, at least this time of the year, a number of rockets. Could you tell us, and aircraft, I see.
Yes. We have on display here the Meteor aircraft, the Jindavik, and also the Canberra Bomber is just across the road. The Jindavik was a totally South Australian design project, and that was used as a target aircraft for the experiments that went on here. Jindavik is actually an Aboriginal name, and it stands for the Hunted One. That's where that name came from. And as I say, the Meteor aircraft's there, and also we have models of the Sea Slug. That seems to be very popular with the children that visit the museum. They like that one.
It's got a rather interesting name, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, yes.
What was it used for?
The Sea Slug was actually an anti-aircraft missile.
And this one right next to us, it's black and white, and it's got yellow boosters on the side. What was that?
That is actually an English Electric Thunderbird.
Oh, Thunderbird, like Thunderbirds go.
Yes. Yes, looks like it would be a very quick one, I think.
Okay, again, that's a missile.
Yes, another missile, yes.
Okay. And the largest thing in the park here is the Black Arrow. We talked about that when we were inside.
Yes.
How high is that?
The Black Arrow is about 15 metres in height.
And I notice you can crawl around underneath it if you want.
Yes, and we have a lot of the children like to actually climb on some of the things that are out in the park, and yes, you can go underneath the Black Arrow there.
Okay, well, let's go inside and explore some of the American connections. Well, we're back inside here, and out of that wind that was blowing a little moment ago, and we've got around the wall a large number of brass plaques. What do these commemorate?
These are in commemoration of the moon missions that were done some years back, and Woomera's contribution to that was that they were tracked by the deep space station that is here, and there's quite a few of these commemoration plaques going back to I believe the earliest is probably 1964,
and that was the unmanned missions, the Ranger missions.
Yes.
And do you know if Woomera is ever involved in tracking the manned Apollo craft?
I don't believe so.
Okay, by that time the tracking had moved on to Tidbinbilla and places like that.
Yes, that's right, yes. They transferred their trackings to Canberra.
I noticed that here in the museum it's not all just space and rockets and so on. There's quite a few other things you've got in the museum here.
No, we also have an Aboriginal artefact display and some natural history from around the area. We have a society here that actually does field trips around the place, and they bring in lots of donations for us. And there's also some information on the early settlement of the area, which gives you a background of the lifestyle of the people that were here, not just their work as such, but their lives and how they coped with conditions here in the early days.
I noticed that the museum is basically divided into three sets. There's the rocket part we've just talked about, the Aboriginal part you've just been mentioning, and further into the far room there, what's in there?
In the back room we also have some gemstones and things, and as I say, this has been collected mainly by local people that have brought them in to us. And also at the back of the centre is a craft shop where the local people actually make items and put into there, and they're for sale to the general public. And that's quite an interesting place to see as well.
Yes, I went through there earlier and there's some really marvellous material on sale there.
Yes, very nice, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's at least the equal of what you'd see in the cities.
Yes, I would say so. Mm.
And down in the gem section there, there's also a number of fossils.
Yes, we have fossils and some weathered stones from the area. And also there's some remains of animals. We've got emu bones and some camel remains there as well. So that's quite interesting to some of the science students and people that we have come in to the museum.
Oh, thanks for joining us today on this space show.
Fine, thank you very much.